Our business news starts with a surprise from the economy. The government just released the latest figures on the economy, and it looks like gross domestic product grew faster than many analysts had expected. GDP for the last quarter of 2006 grew at an annual rate of 3.5%. Here's NPR's Jack Spear to tell us about it.
Perhaps you remember the dire predictions from the analysts. The falloff in housing threatened to drag down the entire economy. High energy prices would put the kibosh on consumer spending. Runaway inflation was poised to take off. David Weiss is an economist at Standard & Poor's. He says in the end, none of those things happened in the final 3 months of last year.
First of all, the consumer was out there really spending his heart out at Christmas. It was a very good Christmas for the retailers. Consumer spending in real terms was up 4.4% for the quarter. And that's an extremely strong performance. We also saw continued solid capital spending. Equipment spending was up 2.8%. And most importantly, the trade deficit, which has been a drag on the economy for a long time, improved.
As for the predictions about the effect of housing on the economy, we says while that sector did take a hit on its own, it wasn't big enough to drag down the entire economy.
Housing did about what we thought. It was down 19%. That's a huge drop. Remember, it's only 6% of the economy. And it was offset to some extent by the fact that we still had pretty good strength in non-residential investment.
And there was more good news on the inflation front. Even with the economy growing faster than expected, price pressures were well behaved. A closely watched inflation gauge within the GDP showed the biggest one-month drop in more than 50 years. That was mostly because of energy prices, which were falling throughout the last few months of the year. Most economists expect the good news on inflation will give Fed policymakers one more reason not to do anything about interest rates as they wrap up their meeting in Washington today. Jack Spear, NPR News, Washington.